New Country Minnesota 93 TJ in studio today and joined by Freedom Home Care. It's not Christine this time, though. It's Chris Meem. Haven't talked to Chris in a while. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in and talk today. Let's talk about what's going on with your guys' business and the growth of it. We've been doing these radio chats weekly for years now, and we have a new addition to the staff at Freedom Home Care.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're coming up on 5 years already.
Crazy.
And it is crazy. And we just added a full-time nurse to our staff, Chris Dewar, a longtime Mankato resident, and we are so excited to have her join us. She'll be taking care of some of those case management duties as far as meeting with clients' families, seeing what's best for the home care options, putting together a plan of care assessments, and all those great things. So she's going to be a wonderful addition.
That's fantastic. We've talked a lot about positions that are available with Freedom Home Care, and all of them seem to kind of come with a different level of experience necessary, right? And so I would guess a nurse would require quite a bit of experience and a degree and some schooling. But what kind of staffing positions are available through Freedom Home Care that might be interested in employment?
You know, it's one of those things where when we started the business, I didn't really foresee that it would be this way. But with the labor market the way it is, it certainly has played out that way. And we've never stopped hiring since we've, you know, been in business. So anybody that has an interest in providing care to somebody, it's a very meaningful position to help somebody stay in their home where they want to age in place. But anybody that has a desire to help somebody is qualified. So we will put you through a training program and meet with nurses and put you through competency and everything else after the training's completed, all the way up to, you know, if you already have a CNA degree and you're working somewhere and maybe it's not quite a great fit what you're looking for. Home care is an opportunity to be able to work one-on-one with somebody and really make that meaningful difference.
If we're interested in learning a little bit more and getting that ball rolling with Freedom Home Care, how do we get in touch with you?
You know, the best way to do it is to check out our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. There's an employment section on the website, so you can fill out an application. Somebody from the office will be in touch with you to set up an interview. Otherwise, if you'd prefer, you can certainly call our office, 387-4663.
All right. And of course, we should mention this again because Christine mentioned it last week, but that was already a whole week ago and I can't even remember what happened to me yesterday. Coming up on Tuesday of next week from 4 to 8 at Chipotle on Madison Avenue in Mankato, they're doing a fundraiser for the Freedom Home Care team for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And you guys will be up for that at the walk as well.
Exactly. So Alzheimer's and dementia has been one of those causes that has been, you know, close to our hearts from day one and our involvement with that committee. So to be able to go out and support, earn a little extra money by getting a meal at Chipotle, that's a win-win. And, we'll be at the walk early September.
And let's be honest, every meal at Chipotle is like two. So you might end up with some leftovers, whether it's a burrito or a burrito bowl. And of course, you're helping out with the Freedom Home Care team for the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And I just learned the other day that I will be there. I am going to show up and MC and play some music for the walk that day. And I'm excited to be a part of it. Chris Meem with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, TJ.